May I present to you our prosecutor of the weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and most importantly, how was your commute?
Didn't go.
I had a feeling you would not.
Didn't go. Now, I'm glad we didn't go because we had heavy rain early in the day and off and on. But then it cleared out for about an hour and a half where we just didn't get anything but clouds. But then this line came through that had to dump at least an inch or 2 inches of rain in like 20 minutes. It was unbelievable.
You don't have to tell me about it. I was watching it.
It was unbelievable, so I'm glad we didn't end up going.
Yeah, that came through between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that was the actual, well, the first front that came through. And they carried with it. That could have brought thunderstorms. I think if it was just a little bit later, there would have been thunderstorms with that. But you're right, that was some onslaught. Didn't last long. But it was some onslaught. Yeah. My weather station here, which I really love, Davies weather station, underneath on the bottom, they have like a crawl. And they will occasionally run a message depending upon what kind of weather it detects. And yesterday when that system came through on the bottom, it says it's raining cats and dogs.
<That's right. laughs> It was just amazing. Small little trickle streams turn to raging torrents, and you know, because there's no place for the rain to go.
Right, right. So, So that's the end of that for now, and we're in a very quiet weather pattern. Quiet, I think, even through Sunday. Now we are expecting rain on Sunday. You know that, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't think it's going to be a lot now. Yesterday's models were giving us an inch of rain. Today's models are giving us less than half that. So that may be a good thing as far as we're concerned. But this is the way it shapes up. The coldest part of this regime will be from today into Friday morning. Sun and clouds today, windy 40. Windy, keyword. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, mid-teens. Sunny tomorrow, 30. Tomorrow night, you're in the single numbers. So listen up there, Marshall. Single numbers tomorrow night. Friday, sunny, low 30s. Saturday, sun with increasing clouds, mid-40s. And then periods of rain on Sunday with a high right around 50. There'll be a little clipper low going by early next week that could bring us just a smattering of snow Monday or Tuesday. Doesn't look like much. And then we close out the month of January. That's it. When a week from today is the end of January. And all the indications still pointing to a pretty, in my opinion, active February. The models are starting to pick it up and in gel. And I even read one discussion from the National Weather Service who said that they thought, too, that some of that frigid air coming down the Yukon would be entering the United States within the next week or two. I wouldn't say the week next week, but I would say a week to 2 weeks. So anywhere from next Wednesday into, let's say, the 6th, 7th, 8th of February, you'll start seeing a lot more winter across the United States.
And what about snow and precipitation?
Well, that goes without saying. Yeah, that goes without saying. Sorry about that, but now, you know, I think my forecast will go back on track.
All right, now, it seems pretty rare. We've had a January thaw that's been part one, and then 7 or 8 days later, part two.
Right.
The January thaw doesn't normally do things like that.
No, it doesn't. You're right. The January thaw usually comes and goes, and that's it, over and done with. And that's what led a lot of people to believe, like, oh, okay, the back of winter is broken. No way. This is just the way the pattern's going. And I think we were all the better for what has happened with having more than one January thaw, because it enabled us to deal with the harsh weather we had and the snow and everything like that, because we've been having breaks. And while they haven't been long, long breaks, but at least we've been having breaks. And I think that was really an hour benefit.
Well, the ice jam is still together in Kent.
Mm-hmm.
It has compacted a little bit, but it's still, you know, it's come in from the sides a little bit. It still has not broken up, but Route 7 did get flooded again and is closed from the red light south of Kent all the way to Bulls Bridge again because of flooding in one particular area. So that rain did lift, what they need. They needed that rain to get under the ice, which was at some points touching the river, you know, the bottom of the riverbed.
Okay.
To lift. That's the only way it's going to break up. So we'll have to see. We'll have to get further details on that. But really, it hasn't come along that much, really.
So what's going to happen now with the weather over the next couple of days? Because now we're going to refreeze.
But as long as there's as long as the runoff from streams that go into the river,
right,
continues, it'll continue to build up the water underneath the jam. That's what they need to get it to. You know, they need water in a lot of places underneath that jam, and then that'll help break it up. Because of course you can't bring an ice you can't bring in those ice cutters into the Housatonic.
I know, you really
can't. not up here anyways. Down by the coast you can, but not up here.
Very interesting, very very interesting. And of course things worked out well with the tsunami watches and warnings, right?
Yeah, they canceled right after we finished. Right after we finished,
they canceled it. Yeah.
They took them down, so that worked out well for everybody.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, our weather extremes continue. That's all you can say. They're just extremes. There's no normal weather now. Everything's extreme.
Yeah, well, you know, how many times have we gone over this, telling people the normal is now the extreme, or the extremes are now the normal? Right, right. I mean, that's it. That's the way this weather's going. I think it's going to continue all year long like this.
Now, did you get your acoustic stuff yet?
No, ordered it from Amazon, so I guess it should be arriving. So I didn't get that yet. Did you notice a difference yesterday, by the way?
Yesterday I did. I meant to tell you.
I used cardboard, just plain cardboard, and I surrounded the microphone with the cardboard. So one of these pieces of cardboard that, you know, like had flaps on each side.
Yeah.
So I tried it, and I meant to ask you.
There was a little difference. Yes, there was a little difference. Yes.
A little difference. So now I took the cardboard away.
Because I was going to say
you annoying the heck out of me.
Yeah, but you can hear the difference.
You can hear the difference.
Yeah.
So once we get our little acoustic thing, it should make a big difference.
It should make a huge difference. Yeah, absolutely should.
Okay.
Absolutely should. So, well, we don't have to worry about the weather for the Super Bowl because it's inside this year again, in Minnesota. So that's we don't have to worry about. We just have to worry about our weather. But there's no snow. There's no real measurable snow in our forecast.
Well, not through the end of the month.
Yeah. Well, heck, that's only about a week.
Next Wednesday. That's it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, good. We all need a break.
Right into February we are. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're moving right along, aren't we, Marshall? Well, we're just moving right along.
So it happens when you get to be 65, the days go by quicker and quicker and quicker.
I don't know about that. I hear even some of the young people saying, boy, this year's just flying. So I think it's just because more and more people are just more active. And there's more things going on in their lives. And, you know, it's hard to keep track of days. You just keep going.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep track of days around here, Pat. And so what's the low temperature for tonight?
Tonight we'll be in the mid-teens, so okay. Figure, you know, about 15.
All right.
And tomorrow night, maybe 10 degrees colder than that.
All right. I'll prepare my body for it again.
Yeah.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Pat McCannell this morning at the Weather Center with a check out our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.